Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear and sunny. It's a beautiful day outside, perfect for a stroll or a coffee outdoors. Over in Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. In Haifa, you'll find pleasant weather as well, with mild breezes making it comfortable to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah has fired on the north, prompting the IDF to strike Beirut. This, reported by Ynet just in, comes as Francis Macron condemns the attacks and Trump criticizes NATO. Also, earlier today, France 24 reports Israel and Hezbollah clashed in Lebanon as the U.S.-Iran ceasefire shows signs of strain. Also, this hour, Walla reports demands from local northern leaders for a firm decision. They urge the IDF to continue until Hezbollah is fully disbanded. Separately, I-24 News notes that after 9 hours of silence, Hezbollah launched a rocket barrage at northern Israel, triggering alarms in Manara and Margaliot. And finally, JNS reported previously that Trump stated Hezbollah is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran, following the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Reaction has been swift on social media. Brett McGurk, a former U.S. diplomat, posted just minutes ago. He emphasized the importance of clarity on the Strait of Hormuz during the ceasefire's second day. From Ynet News, posting earlier today, they highlighted the reciprocal fire between Hezbollah and the IDF, with Macron's condemnation and Trump's critique of NATO. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, wrote just now about Hezbollah's claim of launching a rocket barrage at Manara, stating their intentions to continue attacks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Hezbollah's rocket fire was a response to what they allege are Israeli ceasefire violations. The IDF retaliated by striking Beirut. President Macron of France has warned that such strikes could jeopardize the fragile truce. The implications are significant, as regional stability hangs in the balance. Turning to the broader conflict, France 24 notes the fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran is under pressure. Tehran has threatened to resume hostilities if provoked. This situation raises concerns of further regional escalation impacting global diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Walla reports northern local leaders demand decisive action. They warn against a partial ceasefire and push for the dismantling of Hezbollah. This reflects local frustration and the urgent need for security assurances for civilians living near the front lines. Separately, after a period of quiet in the north, alarms sounded as rockets were fired. I-24 News highlights this renewed activity could signal a resurgence in hostilities. The situation remains tense, with civilians on edge. In earlier reporting from JNS, Trump's comments underscore the complex dynamics of the ceasefire deal. The Strait of Hormuz closure, following Israeli strikes, could have significant economic and geopolitical repercussions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Link Security, an Israeli startup, has raised $50 million in a Series B round. The company is innovating in the identity security market, a critical area as AI technology evolves. Separately, Israel Hayom discusses Ashkelon's thriving ecosystem. The city stands out with a model that combines living, career, and leisure, contributing to economic stability and growth. And finally, from Globes, Israeli AI company Kodo has secured $70 million in funding. Their platform helps identify coding errors and inconsistencies, crucial for maintaining software integrity. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.